Yeah. I'm going to introduce myself. I've been introducing people all day, so I'm just going to stick on that role of introducing myself. My friend Fuzzy came backstage and he warmed me up and it was like a blessing. I love Fuzzy. And he was like, I want to hear a certain song. And it was beautiful. Oh, yeah? I like it. I like it a lot. Man. Hey, you guys, I got to tell you something. This is crazy. There's a girl that works here. She comes from Kentucky. And she makes all the festival goers feel lucky.
I'm pure.
'Cause she makes it so the dishes aren't smelly. I'm a talking about our friend Ellie. At midnight, she will be 20. She's the sweetest pearl in the ocean. Ellie moves with panache and motion. She's the one gifted from the heavens above. She is our Bahootensy queen. She's only got a few more hours of being 19. She'll still give you plenty when she turns 20. The dishes won't be smelly. She volunteered, she's Ellie. She makes it so you don't get germs inside your belly. She's a beautiful filly. She makes my legs turn to jelly. She's my friend and yours. Please give it up for Ellie. She's my friend and yours. Please give it up for Ellie. Happy birthday. They came back and said, hey, Ellie's gonna turn 20. Could you just say happy birthday? But don't make a big deal out of it, because she gets embarrassed. You can't tell me don't make a big deal out of it. If you had said make a big deal out of it, then I would have gone the opposite way. We could not have ordered better weather for Bahootens. It's amazing, you don't know what you're gonna get out in the desert, and here we are. You guys, we couldn't have done it without you. And people keep coming up and saying, are you gonna do Bahootensy next year? You have to. And I don't know if we are. You know, after it's done, we go home and we're like, man, I'm tired, I taught at song school. It was like, I really want you to know, like, I take this so seriously. I wanna be a service to these folks that write songs. So I get up at 6 every morning, but I don't go to bed till 1. And then I'm here all day loving them, loving on them and wanting them to write songs. And then we got the other musicians. It's just the whole thing's so beautiful. So after this is all over, I sit down with Barnett and we do a forensic accounting. And we go, do we want to do this again? Yes. And I'm telling you, so many people keep coming up and saying, you have to. I'm going to come to the song school now that I saw that. That they saw everybody up there, and then other people are like, we're going to bring more friends next year. It's the tiny festival that could. You know, there's huge ones. You know, there's Bumbershoot, there's Bonnaroo, there's Coachella, but then we got Bahootensy. And you can say you were here on the second Bahootensy, and 20 years from now, when this thing's so huge, you guys will say, I was so much cooler back in 2023. You should have been there then, man. And I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to do Bahootenzee. I was almost going to have to cancel it 4 weeks ago. No, I'm not kidding. I got it. I'm not going to talk tonight, but I just want to say this. I just want to say this one thing, and then I won't talk. I wasn't going to do it because I was in Australia, and when you're in Australia and you're playing shows, it's crazy, and the jet lag and everything. And it wasn't because of the jet lag, because the rules of jet lag don't apply to me. What it was, it was my own Canadian-ness, meaning I was born up in Canada but immigrated to the United States many years ago. And so what happened was Canadians don't like to upset people. We just have to be nice. And there was this cartoon I remember that was in the New Yorker, and it was a picture of these guys with guns, and they're pointing at each other, and it said Mexican standoff. And then below it, there was two guys standing at an open door, and one guy's going, "You go first. No, you go first." And that was Canadian standoff. And so the reason I'm telling you that there is a point to this is that it was just gotten into Melbourne, Australia, and I played this festival called Port Ferry Folk Festival, and then I did two shows, one in the north side of Melbourne at the place that used to be the Spotted Mallard, and then I was at Memo. So I did two shows, 300 cap rooms. They both sell out, they're fun. Well, I was leaving the club and the guy was mopping the floor and I slipped and went way up and bashed my elbow down and my hip hard. And I was like, I'm all right. And then we got in the car. Next morning we had to get up early. Caught a flight to Sydney, Australia. I rented a car. Hadn't driven on the left side of the road in a long time. And I said, oh, I got this. So I rented the car and the steering wheel's on the left side. And I like to go to the next level of the video game and get a stick shift just to make it even harder. Because it feels so weird when you're shifting. You're used to shifting with that hand and everything. And I was on that side of the car. And I was like this and driving, and every time you go to turn on your blinker, you put on the windshield wipers instead, and that thing's going shh. So I got up to the Blue Mountains. I don't know how we got there. The whole way up there, Sharon was like, slow down! You're weaving into the other lane! Because it feels so weird because cars are coming at you. And then you come to the roundabout and it's against everything you believe in to go to the left. And you have to do this mantra in your head. And the mantra is wide right, tight left. Wide right, tight left, because it's against everything. But when you're in Melbourne, it's like the next level of the video game, because they have these things called hook turns, which I won't get into, but it's insane. So I get up to the Blue Mountain Folk Festival, and we're staying at this hotel. It is the shittiest hotel, and they always put the artists up in it. It's called the Clarendon. And so there's no parking there. Everybody comes up for the Blue Mountains Folk Festival. Everybody. It's my fifth time playing it. I've become good friends, just like I am with Barnett. I'm good friends with Bob Charter. You get to know people that are festival directors all around the world. So I see Bob Charter. I get in, and he goes, there's no parking at the hotel. Why don't you just park backstage? So I park backstage behind the thing. When I get there, the backstage, there's always tough volunteers, and everybody's like over correcting you. The guy goes, you can't keep that car here. You can't keep that. Except he had an Australian accent, so it sounded like, we have ways of making you talk. You can't keep that car here. So I go there, and I get out, and then I get a text from Sharon. A parking space is opening up. You got to get the car and come down there. And I was walking back because the hotel's right next to where you play. So I go back and I see this guy about to drive in his car. And I go, dude, could you just wait 10 minutes? I'll go and get my car. Please, I need this parking space. They won't let me stay backstage. The guy goes, I'll wait 10 minutes. So I grab my phone and I go, Siri, set a timer for 10 minutes. And so the phone goes off, 10-minute timer. I show the guy, I have 10 minutes. Start running down to go backstage, but I'm outside of the festival, so I have to go down where there's a gate where they let you in. I'm running faster than Jesse Owens. I'm running so fast. I might be 63 years old, but I'm spry. So I'm running so fast. I'm like this. I'm like, my hair is blowing back in the wind. And then these four ladies go, that's Steve Pultz. And they go, Paltzy, we love you. We're so excited to see you play. You're on in 45 minutes. We're coming around. We're so happy you're back in Australia. So what I should have done is just gone, great, like that. But no, I have to be overly nice. So, you know how our tree root grows underneath the sidewalk and it lifts the sidewalk up? Because nature's pissed at us for paving over it. And it's got this shitty black gravel on top of it and the roots come out. So at that moment I go, great, but I'm sprinting really fast. My foot gets the root and I go flying face first. I fracture a bone around this part of my hand. I skid, this part's bleeding. There's gravel all on my hands, all up here, gravel. I rip my shirt open, gravel in my shoulder. The hip and elbow that I'd fallen on, my hip is now bleeding and my knee is bleeding. So blood's coming out everywhere. There's a lady that had just interviewed me for a radio station in Australia. She sees me, the four ladies see me. They come running over and I can't even get up. That's how bad I was hurting. I'm going, So she goes, call an ambulance. Call an ambulance right now. That's Steve Pulse. He's hurt bad. Blood's coming everywhere. And so I go, and I can't even do anything. And then I go, they go, we got an ambulance coming. We're going to help you out. And Bob Charter's walking by at that moment. He goes, what the hell? And then I lean up and I go, don't call an ambulance. I got to get a parking space. And so they look at me like I'm crazy. And I go up and it's like zombie land and blood's flicking on the guy that guards the gate. And I go, over the gate, I gotta get a parking space. So I run up to my car, my rental car, and the steering wheel's on the other side. And since I'm in panic, I think I'm back in America and I get in the wrong side. By now there's 50 people around watching and I get in to put the keys in and there's no steering wheel. And everybody's going, trying not to laugh at me. And then I get out of the car and I go, I'm okay. And there's blood dripping down my shirt. And I still get in the car. They go, he shouldn't be driving. And I get out. Boom. I drive on the wrong side because I forget where I'm at. I go. And the guy, and I pull up. And the guy's just leaving. He goes, you had 20 seconds. And I go, thank you. I pull in. I get the parking space. The medics show up. Paramedics. They're pulling gravel out of here. Pulling gravel out of my shoulder. Gravel out of my knee. He goes, this is looks really bad what you did here. Pulling gravel out of here. They wrap me up with everything. And then Bob Charter goes, there's no way you can play the show. And he goes, you would be on in 12 minutes. You can't do the show. And I go, walk me over to the stage and let me lay down on the grass and let me know when I have 20 seconds. So he goes, okay. So I walk over. He goes, Steve, you don't have to do the show. And I go, I'm going to fucking play the show. So he goes, okay. So he goes, you have 20 seconds. I get out and I walk out on stage, 5,000 people at the Blue Mountains Music Festival, the main stage tent, and I just walk out and I go, how's it going, everybody? And I bandaged up and I played the show. But I talked a lot because it really hurt to play. So I was like a wily old pitcher, a guy that's too old to still pitch for the Padres or the Giants, maybe the Braves like Greg Maddux, but you still got your junk you can throw. You can throw really slower. You've lost your velocity. But I pulled that off, and it was one of the greatest shows I ever played, and they gave me an encore. And then I said, I don't know if I can do Bahutensi, and I go, I can do Bahutensi. To watch a show starring me, I don't know what you're about to hear or see. The truth is I have no plan at all. There's a good chance that off this stage I fall. My body ain't quite what it used to be. My hair ain't the color it once was. My style icon is Emmylou Harris, picked with a little Don was. I lie on stage, I lie in songs, I lay my troubles down. They stick it out with me, kid, I mean, what else is there to do in this godforsaken, deep-fried bacon town? Yeah, you bought the tickets, you paid the cash, you got in the car, you moved your ass, you brought a friend or an awkward date, something you love that they're probably gonna hate. It's music, sweet music. I'm emo, I'm screamo, I'm country, and I'm folk Americana if you wanna. Old-fashioned, but I'm woke. I'm everything to everyone. I'm Jesus and I'm Buddha too. Don't panic, I'm organic. Too scared to be satanic. But mostly I'm just here to sing for you. Well, I played a lot of shows across this world, but tonight's the best I'll ever play. I'm a hand and you a pearl. My G-string might snap in two. My face might turn from red to white to blue. But it's not because I'm dying, hey, I'm just patriotic. Well, we all connect like Legos, yeah, we all are symbiotic. I die on stage, I cry in songs, I throw my troubles down. Hey, stick it out with me, kid, I mean, what else is there to do in this crap you're making, earthquake shaking town? Yeah, you bought the tickets, you paid the cash, you got in the car, you moved your ass, you brought a friend or an awkward date, some you love that they're definitely gonna hate. It's music, sweet music. I'm emo, I'm screamo, I'm Grateful Dead, post-stroke, Americana, if you wanna. I'm old-fashioned, but I'm broke. I'm everything to everyone, I'm Jesus and I'm Buddha too. Don't panic, I'm organic, too scared to be satanic. But mostly I'm just here at Behooten Sea to sing for you. Well, I know what you're thinking, what the hell? This guy just wrote a whole entire song about himself. And the truth is, I do it all the time. But for me, it's therapeutic, and I hope that you don't mind. Well, I probably owe you money, cause you're my therapist. But I'm kinda like your escort away from all of this. I cry on stage, I cry on songs, I try to work it out. They stick it out with me, kid, I mean, what else is there to do in this hemp clothes making, tincture taking, sourdough baking, late day waking, spare change taking, traffic making, release the kraken, I must be mistaken, I'm in the wrong town. I used to drink a lot, and I went to University of San Diego. One time I was dating this girl, and she lived in Founders Hall, and it was guarded by a nun, because it was a Catholic university, Sister Lorch, and it was like guard towers. And I got really drunk one night, and I tried to climb the wall. She was on the third floor. And I fell and got caught in these bushes that had spikes coming out of them. And I got all scraped up. And I was looking up at her and I was like, she said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm gonna climb up here and find you. She said, you can't. And I said, yes, I can. I'm a spider. Climbing up your wall, hoping I don't fall. Looking for a bite in the middle of the night. And if it's late, you'll say, come back another day. Spinning up your web in the place you call your bed. Cause your spider boy is here, looking for a cheer. Stumbling down the hall on bad, bad, bad alcohol. Your spider boy can talk, he could barely walk. Whiskey on his breath, always cheating. Death, 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 spider boy. Spider boy. You can call the spider cops, they'll come with spider mops and little spider cuffs and spider dogs going rough, rough, rough. But give me one more chance for the web inside your pants. I promise I'll be good, like a spider only could, 'cause your spider boy is here, looking for a cheer, stumbling down the hall on bad, bad, bad alcohol. Spider boy, who stole your eggs? Spider boy, spin your legs. Spider boy is here, looking for a cheer, stumbling down the hall on bad, bad, bad alcohol. Your spider boy can talk, but he could barely walk. Whiskey on his breath, always cheating death, death. Death spider boy, spider boy, spider boy. Climbing up your wall, hoping I don't fall. It's fun when you can turn drama into a song. Your guitar should always be your best friend, because you never know when you're going to be sitting at Harry's Coffee Shop in La Jolla with a friend of yours named Mike Addis. And you're looking across at him because Harry's has good waffles and they serve it with real Canadian maple syrup. And I sit there outside and I looked at him and he said to me, "How do you write a song?" And I said, "Dude, there's so many subjects." And he goes, "I don't know how you do it." I said, "Like right now." He goes, "Well, what would your subject be?" I go, "I would probably write a song about a guy who likes Eddie Vedder so much that he wants to die in a coffin next to him." And he goes, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" And I go, "What is right with me, man? There's songs, the songs are floating around." And he said, "Well, what would you do? How would you do it?" And of course I had my guitar with me at Harry's Coffee Shop. And I pulled it out. I went, "Well, I would go, sounds like it should be in the key of A, and we should talk about my favorite Led Zeppelin record, Houses of the Holy." And he goes, "Really?" And I go, "Yeah." Houses of the Holy was an album by Led Zeppelin. I bought it on 8-track, not on CD. Fades out in the middle, way a 8-track's supposed to, way a 8-track's supposed to. I got the number 13 tattooed on my bicep. the 13th letter of the alphabet is the letter M. Stands for marijuana, the way that it out of, way a letter out of. The electric Kool-Aid acid test was a novel by Tom Wolfe. It's about taking LSD and driving across the country. Driving in a school bus on LSD, where your education ought to be. I wanna drive a school bus over to the Brady's and pick up Alice, and then we'll bake some brownies. Then I'll grab Marsha, and play with her Ouija board and talk to Mr. Brady. Houses of the Holy was a bitchin' fucking album. Bonzo kicks ass on it, then he chokes on his vomit. The way a rock star's supposed to die, the way a rock star's supposed to die, where your rock star's supposed to die. I wanna die wasted in a room with Eddie Vedder. We'll both die together, but he'll go first. Yeah, Eddie'll go first, 'cause he's more famous than the rug burns. When you buy your coffins, put 8 tracks in them, playing Houses of the Holy, 'cause it's a bitchin' fucking album. Remember when I told you? Remember how it fades out? Remember when I told you? Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Damn. Holy wow! And then, had I not written that song, I never would have driven to Poway late at night in a van, and it was the Rugburns van. And this is what my advice to anybody out there that has a van: never make it look like it's a van and you're a musician. 'Cause people want to break it open 'cause they know you got a vintage Les Paul somewhere in there. They know you got an old Fender amp. They know you got expensive pedals. And they know you're a musician and you probably got a little drunk and high and you didn't want to take it out and load it into the Motel 6. You come out in the morning, your window's smashed out because on the back of your van you have Black Flag stickers, the Replacements, like Grateful Dead stickers, everything. Basically saying, we have a lot of equipment in here. So no, I learned that lesson after I got my van broken into outside of Sudsy Malone's in Cincinnati, Ohio. Sudsy Malone's was a venue where you could do your laundry and see a rock show. I do not know why this has not been spread like herpes. This is the only place I heard of this. So somebody broke into our van outside Sudsy Malone's. So when we got back to San Diego, California, I went to the hardware store. And then I went into that hardware store and I bought letters and I bought tint for the windows and I tinted out that 15-passenger van. I ripped off all the band stickers and then with those letters I put St. Joseph's Catholic School on each side and on the back. The only sticker had a fish. And not fish, but a fish. That was it. Nobody's gonna break into the VAT van. St. Joseph's Catholic School, nothing but missalettes. We don't want those. So therefore, we never got ripped off again. It was the coolest thing, man. So I was driving that van back down. I'd come off the road. I had a sore throat. I'd been screaming on stage with the rug burns. And I was cut up, banged up. And I said, I'm going to stop off in Poway and go into Java Joe's. Java Joe's, because I knew it was midnight and they were playing late night poker in the back room and everybody was stoned or on shrooms or doing lines of coke. That place was a den of iniquity. So I went back there and I wasn't feeling good and all I wanted was some chamomile tea, something to heal my throat because I'm a singer. And so I said, I'll play poker with you guys, but I don't want to drink. I don't want to do any coke. I don't want any weed. I just want a cup of chamomile tea. And I went up to the register, and I said, could I have a cup of chamomile tea? And the girl said, oh, I have really special chamomile tea. I brought it all the way down from Homer, Alaska. How would you like me to make you this? And I'll put this special honey that we collected from our own bees. And I went, who are you? And she goes, Jewel. What? And I go, Jewel? Just Jewel? And she goes, Jewel, I'm a barista here. And I said, cool. And she said, I really like the rug burns. You guys are great. I like that Me and Eddie Vedder song. And so I said, cool. And then she said to me, when you're done playing poker, do you want to come out to my van and make stained glass art? Well, of course I do. And we went out to her van and we really made stained glass art. I'm not bullshitting you. And she had come from Interlochen, this arts college somewhere in Michigan. And so she comes there and then I was just like, this girl's cool. And then she said, you want to go surfing tomorrow? So we'd go surfing. And then she'd go, you want to go down to Mexico surfing? We go to Mexico surfing. I said, let's just drive really far. And we went way far down to Mexico. If you go down about 6 hours, you get back over to the Gulf of California side. You're not on the Pacific Ocean side anymore. You go down that way and you get to a place called Bahia de San Luis Gonzaga. Oh, qué bonito. You could walk into an old little cantina there in Bahia de San Luis Gonzaga and there'll be dudes sitting there. Like, they'll be in the corner. And you could walk in there. Like, I walked in there with Jewel. On the way down the Bahia de San Luis Gonzaga, and I'll never forget this. And we were standing there, and I was like, I'll get a shot of tequila and a Tecate. And the band was in the corner, and they were like, ¿Qué haré lejos de ti, prenda del alma? Sin verte, sin oír. Sin hablarte a cada instante intentaré de pecho mío como borra de mi alma esta pasión. Quitan la esencia de las flores, como quitan al viento la armonía, como negar que te amo, vida mía. Como borra de mi alma esta pasión. Oh
wow, me gusta México mucho, es mi favorito país en todo el mundo. Y me gusta Bahía de San Luis Gonzaga también. So I said to this truck driver, ¿dónde está una playa bonita con olas grandes? And he said, no hay olas grandes en el Golfo de California. Only on the Pacific Ocean side, he said. And then he said, you should go down to Bahía de San Luis Gonzaga, though, güero. He called me güero, which means like white boy. And I said, órale, dame los direcciones, because we didn't have Google Maps back then. So we rode it on a napkin, and it was all spooky. And as I drove down that dirt road, there were skull and crossbones on the side of the road. And it said, peligro, keep out. And it was midnight. And I drove down that dirt road. There were coyotes. There was fog. The moon was full. And we went and pulled up to an old hotel. And nobody was behind the desk. And when I rang the bell, bats flew out. So Jules said to me, let's just break into one of the rooms. And I said, oh, no, eh? We shouldn't do that. I'm Catholic. I'm Canadian, huh? And then she said, come on. And she kicked open one of the doors, and it just flew open. There was a big king-size bed with Mexican blankets. Fell asleep, woke up in the morning, peeked out of the windows, realized it really was paradise, Bahía de San Luis Gonzaga. And it was a big white sandy beach. And that was when Jules said to me, I really want to go whale watching so bad. And I said, I don't have a boat. And that was when four Mexican federales said, would you like to go whale watching? And we went out on that boat. And that's where everything changed in my life. Everything was a sequence of events. Because the cops looked at me and they said, uh-oh. And I said, what? And they said, do you know how to shoot a gun? And I was like, no, I'm a musician. And he said, well, you better learn. We don't have time to go to shore and there might be a shootout. There's drug smugglers right over here by this island. And we got to catch him. And he gave me a bulletproof vest. And Jewel put one on too. And he goes, do you want one of these guns? And I was like, okay. Just show me how to shoot it real quick. And he put it in my arms. And then Jewel looked at him and she goes, I don't need a gun. I believe in angels. And the boat sped into this little island and they caught the slowest drug smuggler. And he told them where all the weed was buried. And we carried it onto the boat and they arrested everyone. Took us back to shore. And then they said, Esteban, ven aquí, que eres marijuana, which means, Steve, come here, would you like some of the marijuana? And I said, but you're the cops. And he goes, we're going to have a party. So I was trying to figure out what less than an ounce was, and I stuck my long, bony fingers into the kilo that he sliced open when he pulled a switchblade out of his pocket. And the smell of that skunk weed wafted through the air. Sort of smelled like Bahutensi at the beginning of my show. And I said, okay, I think I'll be going. And he said, I think you should take a kilo, güero. And then you know how a movie just changes and things become weird? And you thought the cops that were nice to you? Now you know shit's getting weird. It's like a Coen Brothers film. And I said, I don't want to take a kilo. And then he looked at me, and he said, take the fucking kilo! So I said, okay, don't get pushy. So we went back to the room. Jewel made me give it away to an 80-year-old woman who's probably now deceased. And she was stirring spaghetti, and she stirred it into a big pot of spaghetti sauce. Next to it was a chalkboard that said, welcome Mormon Youth Group from Salt Lake City for spaghetti feed. That night, I went back out of the room at about 3 a.m. and I watched a bunch of Mormon missionaries playing naked frisbee. And I said, don't look, Ethel.
But it was too late. She'd already been mowed.
So
I went to sleep. And when I woke up in the morning, I grabbed my guitar and I walked outside. And the place was a mess, the whole beach. Goats had gotten into it and ate the rest of the spaghetti sauce. There were goats just passed out. Little did those goats know, that was the night they discovered goat yoga. Because they were so high. And I think there was a woman there named Carrie Jacquet, and she started goat yoga that day. So, one of the Mormons was asleep and the tide was coming in. And the goat was next to him. And the Mormon was spooning the goat, but he had put his clothes back on. And I poked him in the shoulder with my guitar. And I went, mister, the tide's coming in. And the goat looked up at me too and was like, whatever noise they make. And I go, I didn't know you could talk. And he's like, so then the guy, the Mormon missionary goes, you saved my life. And I go, no big deal. Come see me play. I'm in a band called the Rugburns. We're going to be at the Casbah next weekend. So he said, okay, I will. And he goes, listen, I want to send you a thank you card. And I said, okay. He said, what's your name? I said, Steve Pultz. He goes, look for a thank you card for me. What's your name? And he goes, Mitt Romney. So, but it meant nothing to me because it was like 1992. Sure enough, that guy was a man of his word. A week later, I got a gift certificate to the Olive Garden from Mitt Romney. So I went back to the room and Jewel was there and she said, what is going on? This couldn't get any weirder. And I go, I know. And she said, just grab the guitar, just play a song. And I said, okay, I will. And she goes, let's make up a song. And I said, sure. So we wrote a song called Food Stamp Love. It was about a lover that doles their love out for you like it's government assistant food stamps. And the chorus went, I'm sick of your food stamp love. I'm sick of your food stamp love. And I was like, that song's a hit, Jewel. And she said, I don't think it is. She said, do something else. Like they say in Nashville when you co-write and somebody, if they're not into it, they just say, what else you got? So I looked at Jewel and I said, I have this little riff I've been hanging on to. Little did I know it was like the winning lottery number riff. And I looked at her and I had the guitar and I just went. I've never forgotten this moment. And she lifted her head up off the pillow. She goes, hey, I like that. Start singing, make up some words. So it was like an episode of Glee. This thing just came out perfect. And I looked at her and I said, I hear the clock is 6 a.m. I feel so far from where I've been. I got my eggs, I got my pancakes too. Got my maple syrup, everything but you. I break the yolks, make a smiley face. I kinda like it in my brand new place. I wipe the spots off of the mirror, don't leave the keys in the door. I never put wet towels on the floor anymore, cause dreams last for so long, even after you're gone. And I know that you love me, and soon I know you will see you were meant for me, and I was meant for you. Called my ma, but she was out for a walk. I consoled a cup of coffee, but it didn't want to talk. Picked up the paper, it was more bad news. More hearts being broken, more people being used. Put on my coat in the pouring rain. I saw a movie, but it wasn't the same. 'Cause it was happy, man, I was sad. It made me miss you, oh so bad, 'cause dreams last for so long, even after you're gone. And I know that you love me, and soon I know you will see you were meant for me, and I was meant for you. And then Jules said to me, should we write a bridge? And I was like, I really think we should. And since it was in the key of C, I said, let's go to the A minor seventh. And she goes, good suggestion. So we went like this. I go about my business and I'm doing fine. Besides, what would you say if I had you on the line? Same old story, not much to say. Hearts are broken every day. Oh yeah. So we leave Mexico. We kept a little bit of the dirt weed with us back from 1993 when this was written. And I brought a little of it with me tonight.
Yeah.
And if you buy one of my t-shirts or hats, it comes with it in there. Mexican dirt weed from 1993. It'll be like an episode. It'll be like that movie Sleeper, that Woody Allen movie where he wakes up and goes out and the Volkswagen starts. It's the future. They got flying saucers. So anyways, we cross the border, and as we're driving across the border, Jules says to me, I want to start playing gigs out. And I go, let's find a coffee house where you could play. Make it your own. Play every Thursday night. I swear you'll get a crowd. I go, you're really good. They're going to love you. So we find this place called The Interchange, spelled I-N-N-E-R-C-H-A-N-G, like change from within. But before that happened, we said, let's stop at La Posta on University Avenue. It was better than the Robertos and the Rigobertos and the Alibertos. La Posta was just better, and it was on University Avenue. But the only problem was, it was open 24 hours, but at 2 in the morning, which was the time it was when we crossed the border from Mexico, from Tijuana, as you know, you come across, there weren't too many bad lines. But we get there, and it's 2 in the morning, and all that's out are prostitutes and drug dealers and pimps. My crowd. So we went to La Posta to get some tacos, and we got out of the car, and we're covered in sand. I got my guitar around my neck. There's surfboards in the back, and there's four prostitutes, and they're sitting at a table eating six roll tacos with guacamole and a veggie burrito. So we get the same thing. We sit down by the prostitutes. There's a drug dealer that comes up and a pimp. And they said to us, what are you guys, hippies? And I go, yeah, I guess we are. And they said, what do you do? I said, we're songwriters, just like the people that come to Bahutinsy. And she goes, what are you? And I go, songwriters. And I said, what are you?
Songwriters!
What are you?
Songwriters!
That was what we did. For those of you that weren't at Bahutinsy Song School, I would yell at them like I was an army sergeant from Gomer Pyle, and I go, what are we? Because I believe if you say it, you manifest it, and you've really got to think it, right? So we sit down, they said, play us a song. And I said, we just wrote this song. We were on a drug bust. And they go, drugs? And I go, yeah, I brought a little of the weed back and I rolled them a spliff. They lit it up right outside, back when you could get life in prison for that shit before you could buy weed at the Apple store. So, what do you want? Sativa? Indica? Do you want it in a vape pen? Would you like it in a gummy? Some oil? What has changed? Jesus Christ. I remember when I was 6 years old in 1966, and my cousin would take me to the liquor store and get signatures to try to get marijuana legalized, and people would laugh at him and go, that's never gonna happen. So anyway, this song is now longer than Alice's restaurant.
21 minutes.
So the prostitutes say, well, sing us a song. I said, we just wrote this song. They said, what's it called? Now imagine this. Right now, everybody knows this song. It became so popular, but back then, the first people to hear it were the hookers, the drug dealers, and the pimps on University Avenue. Do you realize how beautiful the world is when you hear this? It's amazing that they were the focus group. So they said, play us the new song. And I said, we're both gonna play it. You tell us who should record it and sing it. And they said, okay. So I sang it first, and they listened to it, and they're like, all right. And they go, now you sing it. So then Jewel sang it for them. Imagine the first time she's singing it, right? They listen to her sing it, and then they go off to deliberate. They must have come back in 15 seconds, so I knew it was a shitty verdict. Like, it didn't take them long. It was like 9 angry men or whatever. And they came back, and we waited, and they opened up the envelope, and we said, have you reached a verdict? Do you have a decision? Yes, we do. And the lead prostitute said that she would be the forewoman. And so she stood up, and she said, looked at Jewel, and she said, honey, you sing it. That white boy can't sing. So that's how we decided who would record it. So Jewel started playing at the interchange. Next thing you knew, Tommy Mottola shows up. He was a big record executive from the label that had Mariah Carey. He was married to Mariah Carey. He was like with Sony. Then Atlantic Records pulled up. Next thing you know, Neil Young pulled up. And he was like, I like Jewel. I like the way she sings. And he pulled up in this van. So she was getting offered record deals. There was what was called a bidding war back when that shit was really crazy. So she listens to all the offers and takes one from Atlantic Records, from Danny Goldberg, who used to be the head of the ACLU. And he was a nice enough guy. He was married and still is to Rosemary Carroll. He used to be married to Jim Carroll. Jim Carroll did the Basketball Diaries, who had the song, those are people who died. Those are people who died. I miss you more than all the others, by Johnny, my brother. She was married to him. And then Rosemary Carroll was Kurt Cobain's lawyer with Nirvana. She's a big, famous New York attorney. So Danny Goldberg signs Jewel, and Neil Young says, why don't you come live at my house? You can record the record there. Live at my ranch. Use the Stray Gators. Are you fucking kidding me? The Stray Gators? And then Neil was like, I think that song You Remember Me is a hit. And I was like, what about Food Stamp Love? And he was like, nah. So we move into Neil Young's ranch. We're staying there. The ranch that he wrote the song Old Man about when he bought the ranch from an old man. Stray Gators are the band, and I get to be the acoustic guitar player so Jewel can sing. The drummer was a guy named Kenneth Buttry. Kenneth Buttry was the guy who played on Bob Dylan's Rainy Day Not Women number 12 and 48, Everybody Must Get Stoned. The one that starts, and I said to him, can you do the drum lick? And he said, for you, I'll do that. That was when I knew life was really special. So we recorded this song there. Next thing you know, it starts shooting up the charts, selling all kinds of records. So one thing leads to another. Checks start coming in the mail. I didn't really even know where the checks were going. My dad was intercepting them. He thought it was safer for my checks to come there. And he opened up a check one day, and I think it was like for like $138,000 or something. And you know how much faith he had in me? He goes, this is a mistake. I'll put it in my bank. I don't know what I did with the money. I know I didn't pay taxes, and one day I came home and the IRS was outside my apartment. They took everything I had, but they didn't take this guitar, Smokey Joe. So the best part about it was we got to play Woodstock 99. And that was where I saw Flea's wiener. Because the Chili Peppers went on after Jewel. They were the final band. And we had some of that Mexican dirt weed that we have tonight for you guys too. And I hallucinated. And there's a hole at the tip of the wiener. It's called the urethra. That's where the pee comes out. The hole in Flea's wiener started talking to me right before the Chili Peppers went on.
Hey, Steve, I really like You Were Meant For Me.
Freaked me out. And it all happened because of prostitutes, drug dealers, and pimps. Prostitutes, drug dealers, and pimps. That was what I wanted the chorus to be. But thank God Jewel said no. So we needed one more verse. I brush my teeth, I put the cap back on. I know you hate it when I leave the light on. I pick a book up and I turn the sheets down. I take a drink and a good look around. Put on my PJs and I hop into bed. I'm half alive, but I feel mostly dead. I tell myself it'll all be alright. I shouldn't think anymore tonight, cause the dreams last for so long, even after you're gone. And I know that you love me, and soon I know you will see you were meant for me, and I was meant for you. You were meant for me, and I was meant for you. Yeah. Thank you. Here's a song I wrote with my friend Billy Strings, and this is on his record, Renewal. This is track number 16 on Billy's record. And he came over to the house to write, and we had these vape pens, you know, of weed. And I saw him empty the whole thing. Like, it was crazy, because I don't smoke. Like, it was really cool how he did it, and we wrote songs. And this one went on his record that's out. It's called Renewal is the record, but this is Leaders. We're not the leaders anymore. All I believe is washed ashore. We've got to find another door. We're not the leaders anymore. Where are the children left to play? Let Mother Nature lead the way. We're gonna need high someday. Where are the children left to play? We're not the leaders anymore. All I believe is washed ashore. We've got to find another. We're not the leaders anymore. We stand up straight and suck our thumbs.
These politicians seem so dumb. Makes my fingers tingle numb. We stand up straight and suck our thumb. There should have been some other way for us to thrive and have our say, without just throwing it away. There should have been some other way. We're not the leaders anymore. All I believe is washed ashore. We've got to find another door. We're not the leaders anymore. I wrote this next one with Molly Tuttle, and this song, this record won a Grammy. It's my first Grammy. And it happened this year. And Molly Tuttle's a great songwriter. She came over to my house, and a lot of times you want to be loaded for bear. You want to have a good guitar lick. So she came over, and I said, I got this cool guitar lick. And she heard it, and she goes, I like that. Let's go with it. And I said, all right. So we wrote this song together. Stop once rubber hits the road. I'm bound for Mexico. Daylight wakes my sleepy head, turns the mountains gold. I had one too many ties to you, one too many tries for you. Oh, my love, I dies for you, but I'm over now, over the top for you. There's a snake in the middle of the road. Do I swerve too many? I can't shake this feeling that I hold. There's poison in your kiss. I'd one too many ties to you, one too many tries for you. Oh, my love, I'd die for you, but I'm over now, over the top for you. Three more hours and my heart gets tossed. I tumble down into the rocks. My sleepy eyes, they start to cross and I'm lost. Woo! I behold your shaky head, trembling at the core. Your eyes are just like dynamite, still I ask for more. I'd one too many ties to you, one too many tries for you. Oh, my love, I'd die for you, but I'm over now, over the top for you.
Yeah. Song we'll never hear again. That's like an NFT. I couldn't even do it again if I tried. I couldn't. It can never be done again. Because you guys made me laugh and it became that drum track. It was crazy. And then all of a sudden, I don't know who appeared. Oh, Marcellus Wallace. Marcellus Wallace appeared from Pulp Fiction. What was he doing there? Well, that's what I'm wondering, too. Who are you? We're bouncing off the walls, yeah. Did you like your birthday songs? Man, you guys, I miss my dad. I miss my mom. I miss them. You're lucky if you still got them. You're lucky if you're here tonight with someone you love. Really, if you just think about that for 1 minute, how good it feels to love someone that you're next to. Sometimes you don't really always tell them, but man, you're next to them. And it got me thinking about my dad, and it got me thinking about my mom and my friend Jim Lauderdale came over to my house. And we were writing songs together. Jim Lauderdale's so fun to write songs with. And he was like, let's write a whole show. Let's do a record together. So we're going to make a duo record, me and Lauderdale. We wrote 20 songs already. And he came over to my house. And when people come over to my house, my lovely wife Sharon will make us spaghetti and stuff. And Lauderdale goes, I want to do it the way you do it, man. So we're writing songs. And then when he has to pee, this is what he does. He goes, hey, I have to go take a WikiLeak. I'll be right back. So then he goes in the bathroom. He's such a southern gentleman. And then I'll be playing a song. I'll be like, and I'll be like, that's cool. Capo the fifth fret playing that E shape. That might be good. And then he's in the bathroom the whole time going, hey. So he comes up to me. He's like, I like that. I said, well, I have this idea. It would be really cool if you had a carpet in your garage, this dusty old carpet, and then you realize one day it was able to fly up to meet the ones who have died. And Jim goes, hey, I really like that. I have to take another WikiLeak. There's something wrong with my bladder, I think. He didn't say that, but I thought that would be a good addition. It wasn't as good as I thought, but it was okay. This is the greatest show I've ever played. Tomorrow night, I'm at McCabe's in Santa Monica. It's a guitar shop. They have shows in the back. Those people, man, they're going to get the shittiest show because I can never be this good again. And it kind of bumps me out. So I'd like to say, please never come see me again because I will only let you down. I can't be ever as good as I was tonight. And it makes me sad because I realize I've reached the precipice. I'm at the dip. It's all downhill. I'm going to get shittier and shittier. Shittier. Next time you see me, you'll be like, he used to be good. Should have seen him at the second Bahootensee. So this goes out to my departed mom and dad. Well, we found a magic carpet hidden in the garage. When I first saw it, I thought it was a mirage. It was folded up all tight like a pocket knife. Some folks say when you're dead, but I had other thoughts spinning in my head, and I believe that carpet was able to visit the afterlife. We saw moms and sisters and cousins and dads and all our best friends, favorite lads, and even mean old bullies that we all used to fear. We didn't want to tell other folks what we found because there was only so many rides going around. In a month, the Sundays quickly disappeared. Take out your magic carpet. Watch as it all unfurls. The wind will start blowing you sideways. Float on up to the afterworld. Take out your magic carpet. Stretch out and let it glide. Go find the ones you've been missing, and you'll have a heck of a ride. Well, our best friend Steve, he lost his dad, and he walked around looking lonely and sad. We thought for a while he didn't want to live this life. So we decided to cheer him up a bit and take him out for a special lift way up yonder to those wondrous heavenly lights. Well, man, you should have seen his face when he saw his pa in that special place. And he said, now that I'm with you, Dad, I'm never gonna go. And his dad said, son, I missed you too, and I'm gonna hug the lonely out of you. But you still gotta help some folks out down below. Well, they hugged each other and started to cry, and soon it was time to say goodbye. And his dad said, it'll be even sweeter when you come back to stay.
take out your magic carpet, watch as it all unfurls. The wind will start blowing you sideways, float on up to the afterworld. Take out your magic carpet, watch, stretch out and let it glide. Go find the ones you've been missing, you'll have a heck of a ride. Well, when we got back, there was quite a crowd that had started gathering all around, and somehow the word got out about our magic rug. And they all wanted a piece of it, and they began pulling it bit by bit, and sooner or later, everyone started to tug. Well, they ripped it apart in a million pieces, so no more trips for nephews or nieces or anybody else that was needing the way to be shown. Like all good things that start out magic, sometimes they can all end up kind of tragic. And now we just have to wait to see the unknown. Take out your magic carpet.
Watch as it all unfurls.
Watch as it all unfurls. The wind will start blowing you sideways. The wind will start blowing you sideways. Float on up to the afterworld. Float on up to the afterworld.
Sing it right!
Take out your magic.
Stretch out and let it glide.
Stretch out and let it.
I do that to my friends when my friend Tim Flannery goes, uh-oh, here's the Taliban, man. That's what he calls me. He goes, okay, I'll clap.
Go find the ones you've been missing. You have a heck of a ride.
Okay, let's try that. Take out your magic carpet. Watch as it all unfurls.
Take out your magic carpet.
Watch as it all unfurls.
Watch as it all unfurls.
The wind will start blowing you sideways.
The wind will start blowing you sideways.
Float on up to the afterworld. Do it in rhythm. Nobody's adding harmonies.
Take out your magic carpet.
Take out your magic carpet.
Stretch out and let it glide.
Stretch out and let it glide.
Go find the ones you've been missing.
Go find the ones you've been missing.
You'll have a heck of a ride.
And you'll have a heck of
solo flight for you. Take out your magic carpet. The big ending, though, so slow it down. I need a bit of a retard on there, okay? And I can't get canceled for that. I'm talking about slowing the song down. That's on you. Yeah.
Take out your magic carpet.
Lisa Sanders and Brown Sugar, get up here. You guys sang the shit out of that. I want to thank Lisa Sanders and Brown Sugar for playing tonight. I wrote this song with Lisa.
I want to look this way so I can look at Brown Sugar too.
I'm so happy that we're living in at a time when you two could get married.
I mean it. It makes me want to cry. I'm 63, man. I remember my Uncle Louie had to hide everything. When I was 6 years old in 1966. And man, it makes me so happy you guys got married because I love both of you. So, here's a song we wrote with Lisa for her pop.
took a walk down to Ocean Beach Park. Met a man there in a cardboard box. He asked me to come in and talk for a while. All he wanted was a rainbow. He pulled out a wrinkled 8x10 and all the dreams that eluded him. Talked about Noah in East LA and a plastic Mary that got away.
Don't you think it's right for you and I to spend a little time? The winds of change may blow and chase away our dreams and our rain. Hey, oh.
La 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 la. You reminded me of my dad. Talked about things that he once had. Of all the things he wanted to know, where is his rainbow?
Don't you think it's right for you and I to spend a little time? Winds of change may blow and chase away our dreams and our rain.
La 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 la. And I'd trade anything I have for one more talk with you. And I'd give anything I own for one more hug from you. La 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 la. So I came away with a hole in my heart. Thought about making a brand new start. I guess I'll have to chase my dreams. Think of my dad and keep my memory. Don't you think it's right for you and I to spend a little time? Winds of change may blow and chase away dreams and the rainbows and chase away our dreams and the rainbows. La 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 la.
In case you didn't get enough Lisa Sanders and Brown Sugar, they're going to be playing at Joshua Tree Music Festival. Yeah. Barnett is no fool. Barnett, he's no fool. Hey, I'd like to invite up my good friend Keller Williams. I love you guys. God, this has been the best Behoodensy. Oh my God, I just requested my favorite. Well, I have a lot of Keller Williams songs that are my favorites, but he just agreed to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm fucking stoked right now. I danced to this with Sharon in the mornings. Freak about to speak.
A little more guitar, please.
Human dreidel spinning around. How do you not dizzy? How fall down? Is that what happens when you feel the sound? But that was me, my ass would be on the ground. I would not get up, I'd dance on my back. Throw my legs up in the air like I don't care. And wave them from side to side. Then I bust into a windmill, then right into a backspin. Freaker, right by the spin. Never seem to get enough. Priceless expression, space is possession. Like, yeah, that's the stuff. Electronic stereo fine, coming up from the left and the right. It's good in the day, I like it that way. It's perfectly normal at night.
All rise for the whistling of Andy Griffith. Be seated.
Rave girl with a lollipop binky and a face full of metal. Her eyes are as wide as a truck and somebody just floored the pedal. Her mental clearance is high, but the overpass is low. Look at the stars, man. She gets through, she lets go. She's such a tweaker, right by the speaker. Never seem to get enough. Priceless expression, space and possession. Like, yeah, that's the stuff. Staring the whole fire, coming from the left and the right. It's good in the day, I like it that way. But it's perfectly normal at night. Take it in Steve, Steve. Thank you. little warmer, point at you. What's up with that? But don't worry, yo, I got your back. One of them dudes is as big as both of us. Big old arms, big as a school bus. He looked like he could snap us in two. I ain't got no gun, so I think we should run. I don't even know about you. Spinning around, how do you not dizzy out and fall down? Oh, that's what happens when they feel the sound. But if that was me, my ass would be on the ground. I would not get up, I'd dance on my back. Throw my legs up in the air like I don't care. And whip them from side to side. Then I bust into a windmill. Then right into a backspin. Freaker, right by the speaker. Never seen getting enough. Steve's a freaker, right by the speaker. Never seen, never seen to get enough. Such a freaker, right by the speaker. Never seen getting enough. Freaker, right by the speaker. Never seen to get enough. That's enough.
Thank you so much for coming out. This goes out for you. Because you had me at your house in Tucson, Arizona for your lovely wife. So I told Keller I wanted to play this for you because we love you. I've hung with you on Kayamo. I've hung with you in the middle of the desert in Tucson. So... peace be with you.
All right, here goes.
What would your mama think?
if she heard my guineas gleam. They saw me marching at the head of my soldiers. Stepping down your stairs, pretty Peggy, oh. Come stepping down your stairs, pretty Peggy, oh. Come stepping down your stairs, combing back your yellow hair. Bid farewell. Sweet William, he is dead. Pretty Peggy, oh. Sweet William, he is dead. Pretty Peggy, oh. Sweet William, he is dead. And he died for me. And he's buried in the loo. And a country home. But as we rode out to Fenario, as we rode out to Fenario, a captain fell in love with a lady like a dove. And he called her by her name, Pretty Peggy.
Keller is my brother, and I'm so glad I've met him and hung out with him, and my life is richer for knowing you, Keller Williams, and I mean it. It was so much fun on tour with you, and I wasn't sure how it was going to be because we hadn't played together. And then he invited me to do this thing called Shut the Folk Up and Listen. And we were playing these theaters, and instantly it was like, God, are we related? This is so cool. And he's just a fun guy to hang out with, and I'm going to try to meet him after my show tomorrow, man, too, if I can. Is that the right key?
Thank you.
been down two times. Never going back again.
Lost in a moment, I was lost in the beautiful pools of Keller's eyes. And he locked eyes with me, and he hooked into me, and we were swinging at the same time in unison with the wind and the coyotes out there.
Thank you.
Lisa and Brown Sugar after we do this one, and Glenn, if Glenn's still here too, to sing one final song. I just want to say it has been an honor. Sometimes things happen and they're so special and you just can't even believe you've stumbled into something like this. So I'm thankful for the pandemic, because if it weren't for the pandemic, I would have never been out there playing a socially distant show and throwing it out into the universe that I wanted to throw a thing called Bahootenzy. And I told Barnett, the only way I'll do it is if I could have a song school so I could pass the torch of songwriting, whatever little bit I know that I could impart that upon others. And sure enough, we did it, and it's a tiny, mighty festival, and I'm honored. Early one morning, the sun was shining as I was laying in bed.
underneath she changed it all. If her hair was still red, the folks that said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. I never did like mama's homemade dress. Papa's banquet wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, headed up to the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. If we're out of a jam, I guess I might have used a little too much force. So we drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks that night, both agreeing it was best. She turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. Tangle. I got a job in the Great North Woods, working as a cook for spare. But I never did like it all that much, and one day the ash just fell. So we drifted down to New Orleans, where I was lucky for to be employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside La Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind. Logic flew, come on Kathy, tangled up in blue. I love my sister. Look at you. She was working in a topless place, and I stopped in for a beer. Just kept looking at the side of her face and the spotlight so clear. And later on when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. But she was standing there in the back of my chair. I said, Tam, I don't know your name. I muttered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines on my face. Must admit I felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoe. Tangled up in my... She lit a burn around the stove and offered me a pipe. I thought she'd never say hello, she said, you look like the silent type. Then she opened up Evoca poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 15th century. And every one of them words burned true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul from me to you. Come on, Kathy. Tangled up in her. Thank you. live with them on Montague Street in a basement downstairs. There was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. He started in to deal with slaves, something inside of him died. He had to sell all the things we owned, fools up inside. And then finally the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on. Got to get to her somehow. All of the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are covenant wives. I don't know how they got started, I don't know what they do with their lives. Yeah, I'm still on the road, I'm headed for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point of view. Tangled up in love. Woo-hoo. I'm in the Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Minnesota, Sarah's, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Ottawa, Napa, Tangled up to El Salvador, Amarillo, Topeka, Barranquilla, Amarillo, Sorrentino. I've been everywhere. I wanna run. I want to hide. I wanna lay down the walls and hold you inside. Where the streets have no name. Where the streets have no name. Where the streets have no name.
Sugar and Glenn are around. It'd be cool to have you guys up at the stage. Whatever Behooters are left. I love you guys Behooting out with us. Thank you once again. Keller Williams, stay up here, buddy. Yeah. We're going to do this song. It's in the key of D. Thank you again. Happy birthday, Brenda. Happy birthday, Ellie. As I was walking that ribbon highway, I saw above me that golden valley, and I saw below me that endless skyway. This land was made for you and me. This land. This land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
I roamed and rambled.
I followed. The Hootensee Highway, and all around me that voice was chanting,
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream water. This land was made for you and me.
And as I ramble.
And as I I saw a sign there, and on that sign it said, no trespassing. But on the other side, it didn't say nothing. This land was made for you and me. Killer William busking outside a concert. It was a string cheese incident. He was making his money. He was busking in the parking lot. Then they invited him inside, and he opened for the incident. And on acid he got fried. Then they asked him to go on tour, and he said, yes. And he kept writing songs. Next thing you know, he was on the road a long, long time with Keller and the Keels. He played with Bob Weir and Uncle Phil Lesh and Leftover Salmon. And then he met Steve Bolts. And he said, come and join me. And I said, oh, yes. I could have a second Bahutansi. And I thought about a locket. I thought about a record I loved. I thought about a $1 million voice from the dude who told the wet sprocket. And I said, if that barefoot hippie could join us here, I'd say yippee. Glenn Phillips, he said, yes. And I thought about a couple of sisters and a special kind of hug when I'm in the middle. It's an Oreo of love. And they hug me all night long. And they hug everybody inside Bahutansi. That's why we give it up right now for Lisa Sanders and Brown Sugary. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream water. This land.
Just you guys, let them hear you in Washington, D.C.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Islands. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land.
Now just the lesbians.
Yeah.
okay, we gotta film this part. And just the dude sing it, and I'll say, not just the lesbian. You guys come in, just the guys though. And this has gotta go on Instagram, so it's gotta be perfect. So keep the music going. Okay, here goes. For you and me, this land is yours.
This land is
and then I'll say, now the white patriarchy, I'm just a lesbian singer. Now the white patriarchy!
This land was made for you and me. This land.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much. Brown Sugar.
Kyle Williams. Lisa Sanders. Glenn Phillips. John Belushi. Jane Curtin. Father Guido Sarducci. Bill Murray. Gilda Radner.
This land is yours.
Thank you so much. The Hootensie.